Hey, travelers, it's Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you are listening to the Happy Traveler Podcast. Today we have a super awesome guest. Her name is Ronnie Robinette. She is from Atlas, and she can do both. That is the topic today. She can do both. She is a travel nurse and a recruiter, so she has an incredibly unique perspective, and we can't wait to hear all about it. So, Ronnie, will you introduce yourself real quick?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ronnie from Atlas. I've been a traveler for 3 years, and now I'm a recruiter.
Yeah, so I think that's just so cool. I think you have such a unique kind of perspective and outlook on this entire industry, because you and I both have that in common, our nurses. Will you tell us about your travel nursing experience? Do you have a favorite assignment or experience from when you were traveling?
So I traveled for 3 years. My first assignment was in Memphis, Tennessee, and it was not where I wanted to go at all, but it was the one who would give me a job, so I went there. And it was okay, but I would say my favorite to date, is Wilmington, North Carolina. I love the area. I met some really great nurses there, some other travelers, and I would even like consider making that my home one day just because the area is so awesome.
Oh, that is great. What, so did you get to try all the food? What was your favorite kind of like activity to do? Because that's in the South, and you sound like you have an accent too.
Oh yeah, I'm from Tennessee, so I definitely have that Southern accent. Yeah, the food in North Carolina is great. It's just like, you know, the food in Tennessee. My favorite thing there, I love the barbecue. It's not my favorite barbecue, but that's probably my favorite thing in North Carolina is their barbecue. My favorite food otherwise on my travels is probably in California. The Mexican food is so good.
Oh, yes, sister. I totally feel you on that, and I love barbecue. And I've heard really great things about Wilmington, so that's so cool. Awesome. And so now this is the part that just is, I think, so cool. You are now a recruiter. So tell us what prompted that career change for you and how you're liking it.
Yes. So I actually had talked to Rich, one of the owners of Atlas, about becoming a recruiter a couple of years ago. So it's kind of been in the making for a while now. So I wanted to do something that would allow me the same type of income as a traveling nurse and still be able to travel but not actually have to go to work. So I work as a remote recruiter, and I've been working all day today in the car on the ride to Florida. So I have that ability, and I love it. It's just the freedom is so nice. I love helping new nurses, especially that are new to traveling, because, you know, I've been in their shoes. I know how to help them overcome some issues that you may have with traveling. So that's another reason why I kind of wanted to get into it, because there's a lot of, you know, false information out there that I feel like I can help clear up.
Yeah, we love Rich here at Wanderly. We are big, big, big fans of Rich Smith, and we've had him on a podcast. So anyone that's listening that wants to go and listen to Rich speak all about Atlas, please go check that podcast out too. But that is so cool, Ronnie. And I think I love the freedom. I also am a nurse, and I work in travel too, and I love it so much, that freedom and just kind of being able to assist the travelers, you know, once we've been in their shoes. How do you think that being a nurse specifically has shaped your recruiting style? Because it has to be so much different than your colleagues, because you really have been there. So what do you think makes it so different for you?
Well, first thing, I am very upfront with my nurses. I can give them a lot of information about, you know, certain units that other recruiters may not know, because you may not know what an ortho unit does as a recruiter. But as a nurse, if a nurse tells me, oh, well, I can do, you know, this, and this, but I don't have experience in this, I can clear that up before you move further or have to make any decisions. So I feel like that's one thing that kind of drives my recruiting style, is just being really open with the nurses and being able to understand from both sides what's going on. I also am super transparent. I'll share the bill rate, which that's a thing with Atlas. All of the recruiters will do that for you. And I can actually, you know, can break it down and let you know, what our margins are and things like that. I have no issue doing that, because I feel like that makes me a more trustworthy recruiter.
Yeah. Do you think, well, I guess, what has the response been from travel nurses that start communicating with you, maybe have never met you before, when they find out that you're a nurse? What's that response like?
Usually it's pretty good. They're surprised to find that I'm a nurse. And then, you know, then they start asking me more questions,
about, you know,
yeah, my experiences with traveling, they ask, and then, you know, then they, I think they feel more comfortable talking to me about, you know, things that they may not feel comfortable talking to other recruiters about, such as the bill rates and the margins.
I was just thinking that same thing. I'm like, man, if I was a traveler and all of a sudden my recruiter said, I'm a nurse, I would have so many more questions, because there's kind of like a, like an unspoken trust that we all have between us. So that makes total sense to me. You are also in NP school. I think that, I mean, that's what we, I saw on your Facebook, and I think that's really cool. I'm also in NP school. But if you're still going to school, how do you plan on using your NP travel and recruiting experience for your future?
So I am still in school. I took a little break now because I was supposed to start clinical, and I started this job right at the same time. So I was like, I cannot do it all at one time, because I also do a skincare business too. So like, there's no way I can do all that. So, but my plans are, I'm hoping, we don't deal with a lot of NPs and advanced practice nurses right now at Atlas. But I'm hoping that maybe, you know, with my experience, that maybe we can change that a little bit, to help that NP market out, because I have nurses every day almost asking me, hey, do you staff NPs? Do you staff midwives, CRNAs, things like that? And we don't deal with that right now very often. I'll probably stick with the recruiting. I may do, my plan originally when I was getting my MP was to have a weight loss and healthy living, type clinic.
Yeah.
So I may try to still do that some part time, and then do the recruiting more full time. I don't know, maybe a couple of days a week or something like that. Because that's one of my other passions too.
Sure. That's really cool. Well, that's great. What is next for you, do you think, in the travel world? What are you looking forward to most in your career?
Well, I have an assignment in January, and I'll be in California, so I'm excited about that. I usually go every winter. I work, you know, I get in on those winter rates at Kaiser, and try to really just live it up out there in the wintertime. We're going to be in Northern California this time, so we'll have the Bay Area and Napa and Yosemite and all that good stuff. Last year we were in Southern California. So, we just try to, you know, find as much stuff to do as we can in those 13 weeks and pack it all in. We're planning to go to Alaska in the summer. I probably won't be working an assignment there, but I'm really looking forward to that because I've been trying to get there for 2 years as a nurse. And now I'm like, well, I don't really have to have an assignment to go. So, I'm excited about that too.
That's so exciting. Well, you'll be a little bit far. I guess California is so big that up in the Bay Area, you'll be a little bit far from us here at Wanderley, but that's really cool. We definitely wish you the best on that assignment. That sounds like a ton of fun. And I would love to someday visit Alaska, so you'll have to let me know how that is when you go on your trip. Do you have anything else that you want to add on the podcast? You can talk about anything you want here. If you want to, can you give us maybe some information about Atlas for any of our audience members that might want to go and find you?
Sure. Atlas is, they're actually my agency that I've traveled with most of my traveling career. I have worked with a couple other agencies. And in my opinion, you know, I love the other agencies that I work with, but obviously they were my favorite because I'm working for them now internally. We are a veteran-owned business. So I think that appeals to a lot of people who have military members in their family. I know for me that was because I have a lot of military people in my family. You know, like I said, we're very transparent with our bill rates, our margins, everything. You know, with Atlas, you really are part of our family. You can come to the office in Omaha and we'll take you out to lunch or to dinner and just show you a really good time. As far as my personal things, I do have a page for, my Atlas nurses, and you don't have to work with me to join. But I post jobs and just like inspirational things, any kind of little tidbits that I think people should know. And it's Ronnie's Atlas Wanderers on Facebook. I also have a healthy living page if anybody's interested in that. And that's Team Getting Healthy on Facebook. And then I have an Instagram and my regular Facebook page too that I use pretty frequently. I also have a LinkedIn. It's RK Robinette on LinkedIn that I will post stuff to on there.
Yeah. So everybody go and find Ronnie. She is incredible. We love Atlas. Atlas is an agency partner of Wanderley. So we are big we're big on Atlas, and we're definitely close in collaborations and friendships and partnerships with you guys, and we're very thankful to have that opportunity. But thank you, Ronnie, so much for coming on The Happy Traveler.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Well, our pleasure. Thanks again. And anyone that's listening, that was Ronnie Robinette, the recruiter from Atlas, who is also a travel nurse, which we just think is super cool. Thank you so much for listening, and we will have another episode next week. I'm Nurse Kelly, the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderlei. See you next time.